Dr. Bean, are you ready?
Asked Mr. Grierson. Mr. Bean didn't understand.
Ready for what?
He asked.
You're going to say something to these people, don't you remember?
What shall I talk about?
About the painting, of course, laughed Mr. Grierson.
This man was very strange.
Ah, yes, of course,
said Mr. Bean. He went to the front of the room and smiled at the people in cameras. What did they want him to say?
We're ready, said Mr. Grierson. You can start now.
Thank you, and hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Bean, and I work at the National Gallery in London. I sit and look at paintings all day.
Everybody liked that. They all smiled. He's very intelligent, they thought.
Now, what can I say about this painting?
Said Mr. Bean. And he looked at the famous Whistler's mother.
First, it's very big. I like big paintings.
Very clever. This man from London was really good.
Next, and I'm nearly at the end now, next is the big question. Why did this gallery pay thousands of dollars for this painting?
Mr. Bean looked at David. But David couldn't help him now.
And the answer is... what is the answer? This painting is expensive because it's a picture of Whistler's mother. And I know that families are very important. I know that because I'm staying with my best friend, David, and his lovely family. Whistler's mother wasn't a beautiful woman. Look at the painting. She's an ugly old thing. But she was his mother, and he loved her. And I think that's wonderful.
Everybody stood up.
Thank you, Dr. Bean. Another photo, please. Look this way, Dr. Bean.
Mr. Bean was famous, and David was very, very happy. But before David and Mr. Bean could leave the room, a policeman came in.
Mr. Langley, he said to David, can I talk to you, sir?
David looked at Mr. Bean. He was suddenly very afraid.
It's okay, he said to the policeman quickly. I'll tell you everything.
Everything?
Yes, everything about the painting.
What painting? I don't want to talk about a painting, said the policeman. I'm sorry, Mr. Langley. It's your daughter. She's in hospital. A road accident, sir.